groups working on the relocation of threatened coastal communities in Alaska welcomed the news from the president's speech in Kotzebue yesterday that the Denali Commission will lead the effort.
I think it's a huge step forward for the administration to identify a federal agency as a lead to take on this huge undertaking.
Joel Niemeyer is co-chair of the commission, which was set up almost two decades ago to better funnel federal resources into Alaska programs. At present, the commission does not have the staff to begin systematically working with the dozens of communities recognized as imperiled, but the $2 million set aside by the White House will expand their capacity to review needs.
What we're looking at is vulnerable communities that face environmental threats from flooding, erosion, and permafrost degradation.
The commission will build on policies and procedures that have been implemented by state agencies, maintaining partnerships with both the Army Corps of Engineers and State of Alaska. It's welcome news for those who say the status quo has not been working. Melanie Banke is president of the nonprofit Kwerik, which represents several Bering Strait communities, actively mitigating threats from climate change. She says finding a group to take charge has been a repeated recommendation to the state and federal governments.
We need to coordinate on a state, federal, and local level. Our resources, our energy, there is no one lead agency that is tasked with identifying protective measures that need to be put in place.
Banke says the Denali Commission has been an excellent partner in the past, having financed projects in all 15 communities in the Bering Strait region. Part of the commission's design for evaluating mitigation and relocation needs is the template established by the Health Facilities Program, which dramatically expanded clinic facilities across rural Alaska. Banke says the high-level attention on climate threats to coastal communities is also welcome.
I do think the focus, the level at which the attention is now being commanded from the President of the United States, that is what's new.
Although there is not yet a funding source for actual relocation or mitigation measures, Niemeyer says involvement from the president's recently created Arctic Executive Steering Committee could bring more funds.